Blog Talk Radio.
Music we hear on the Outsiders. I'm Hills the Best. My boy Mr. Press, he is with me, lock load, ready to go without any notes, straight off the dome.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's going on? What's going on, world? What's going on, Hill?
I can't call it, man. We had an emergency email memo, told us that we need a show done today at 3 o'clock, and me and Prez, we're here, we're ready to go. As a lot of athletes, they like to get warm before a fight. They say boxers love to work up a sweat. Me and Prez, we hadn't worked up a sweat, but we're going to pump out another wonderful show on the Outside. Prez, you ready to go even without your pregame warm-up?
Absolutely, absolutely. Fired up, ready to go. I heard it was breaking news. I'm out here in Philadelphia right now, so I'm not quite sure if you heard about the WikiLeaks that's going on with the DNC, but it sounds like we got more breaking news involving something you need, so definitely, definitely can't wait to hear what that is.
Exactly. Well, without further ado, we might as well break these breaking news here on the Outsiders. I'm Hills the Best with Mr. President. The shockwaves around the league, which will be finalized going into week 7, Cam Newton has been traded from the Carolina Panthers. He will be joining the Dallas football team in exchange for Mike Evans. That trade has been finalized. The ink is currently drying up on the deal. Will be finalized going to week 7. Prez, like I said, Prez do not know anything of this nature. Prez, what do you feel about what you just heard from me as Cam Newton has played his very last game with the Carolina Panthers yesterday against the Tennessee Titans?
It's bittersweet, right? It's good because Cam Newton is no longer in the NFC South, but it's bad because the guy who he traded with is an enemy, you know, the Cowboys traded with the enemy of the state, you see?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a double-edged sword, but I can't talk bad about the organization of the Carolina Panthers because of all that they have meant to the Miami Dolphins, and they have sent some aid after we had some terrible storms down. They come in, they work in the community, so hats off to the Carolina Panthers. He has been very active this last season, and to see him move pieces is a testament to what other guys should learn how to do and not wait till the last season. Because KT's been moving pieces all for the last year. You know, he doesn't mind picking up the pieces and finding somewhere else. So hopefully people who look at his team and they're in awe at the speed and the talent on his team, and some say that his team is unfair. Well, maybe you should follow his blueprint on how he makes his team so unfair all the time. So hats off to the Carolina Panthers. I don't believe Cam Newton is going to help the Dallas Cowboys because at the end of the day, let's just be honest, they are trash. Hello, somebody.
Exactly. Well, I agree with my brother in the city of brotherly love. Hello, someone. I agree with Preds on this. I just don't see the move making any sense in the direction of the Dallas football team. Preds, I don't know if you're familiar with the young man. He came into the group. He came into the upper echelon last season, took over 0-5 Dallas team, went 10-1 with that team, missed the postseason. And his preseason prediction was, of course, a little gaudy. Talk about it'd be 16-0, 15-1, all kinds of stuff. And he has fell on his face, and he hasn't won nothing but one game. He has been humiliated in a few of them. So now he's starting to eat a little crow. Now he's desperate. He's making all kind of moves. And he traded Mike Evans to the Carolina Panthers. And a lot of people say, well, we weakened Cam Newton up. We weakened KC up because he lost Cam Newton. It's on the contrary. He has Derek Carr in the back. He will work through it. He's good enough to beat everyone in the NFC just by showing up because guys are scared of him already. So while he's getting David Carr familiar with that playbook, he has guys to throw the football to. He has Mr. Sutton, who has been there for years. It seems like forever. He just got Rashad Lewis. He just made also a trade with the Mexico City Diablos, which is crazy in my opinion. Fred, I don't even know if you heard about that trade that he made with him, and he got his stud tight end, Mr. Austin Jenkins. He got him as well, a big target in the middle to go with Jace Amaro. So he got big 6'5 tight ends, two of them. Got Sutton, got Lewis. Now he got 6'5 Mike Evans and still has that speedster in the backfield with Mr. Steve Smith. Prez, his offense has got even better in the last 24 hours. Which is unbelievable, in my opinion.
Well, it is unbelievable. And the truth be told, if KT has a chance, stand a chance to possibly repeating, he's going to need to do everything that he can because he lost the heartbreaker to the Tennessee Titans, and that was the measuring stick, right? That was the bar to know if you really made it because, you know, that last season, you know, you had folks taking time off, Tennessee Titans, and a lot of other organizations took a season off because there was work and had a lot of things going on. And now that they're back, can you repeat when all the powers that be on deck? Hello, somebody. So we definitely don't want to put a lot of stock in a regular season game, but it bears to, you know, make notice of it that he has yet to exercise the necessary demons that he need if he wants to repeat. But those trades that he made possibly may help him get over the top.
And see, that's where, as we have one of our great sports writers here for Upper Echelon, one of our good writers, he called me yesterday after the game and asked me, what did I feel about playing KT? He always calls and asks, he says, you always put on the show, what's your mind state when you play KT? And I gave him my honest say, and I told him, I don't think KT played his very best game yesterday, and I barely won by 3. And his offense is more explosive than it's ever been. And me playing him 3 times in the Super Bowl, that's not a stretch. I would not make up anything to a reporter because that's his job. I want to make sure that he is be able to provide for his family, so I wouldn't put his job in jeopardy by saying anything that he would misprint for the readers. So I told him my honest assessment, and I told him I think KT didn't play his very best game, and he lost by a last-second field goal, and now he's getting better. I know a lot of people think Cam Newton is going to affect his offense, but me knowing the guy that KT is, KT will bounce back. He had Kaepernick looking like an all-world quarterback for a few seasons. David Carr's going to have to learn
Joe
on the
Flacco.
Fly.
Yeah,
that is right. I forgot about Flacco. He had about 60 touchdowns with Flacco when Gold Sticks had buried his career. He had slandered him in that Baltimore Sun paper when Gold Coach Gold Sticks said Joe Flacco couldn't hit the side of a barn if he was standing 2 feet away from it. Touchdowns with the Carolina Panthers and went to a Super Bowl. So KT, he's going to get the job.
KT is the quarterback whisperer. You know, he reminds me so much when it comes to quarterbacks. He reminds me so much of Bruce Arians. Folks whose career you think is over, go to KT and he revives their career. And I would like, I think he's a quarterback whisperer. So I'm ready. I'm pretty excited to see how the rest of the season unfolds.
Now, Chris, we're not going to devote the whole show into for KT because KT is not that guy. Even though he's the Super Bowl champ, we're the outsiders. We're Prez. You're Prez. I'm Hill. We're not going to give a show to one user in the league. We're definitely going to spread the love around in the league. Prez, you're currently going to be 6-0. Unfortunately, you don't have a Bills owner to participate or to play a game with. So I think you will be on a bye week going in week 7 as well. What do you feel like the Miami Dolphins? We want to just a quick assessment about your Dolphins this season. If you can quickly just tell us, what do you feel, what's your mind state of this football team? You're back, you're fully in. Thank God your health is where it needs to be, where you're not missing games like you did last season. A lot of people don't know the backstory of the real reason why the Dolphins didn't make postseason last year. It wasn't because Fred was losing games. He took it like 3 or 4 forced loss due to personal reasons. So you was really 8-3 last season. Fred, what is your mind state for this football team, and how far do you think you can go? Because you will see Cam Newton and the Dallas football team. You will see your good friend Will this season, Smooth, and Austin to finish the week, the regular season off. So, Prez, just let us know what the Miami Dolphins organization's mind state is currently right now, going to 6-0 into the bye week.
Well, you know, we're taking one game at a time and we want to stay healthy. But what I can assure all the fans in Miami is that we will continue to work. We will not let them down. You know, we have taken a lot of hits lately. I believe I was accused of being my 5-0 was somehow not a real 5-0 because they were forced wins, i.e. Mr. Austin made that known to me. And I found it odd that a person who has received 2 forced wins from the Buffalo Bills himself will have the audacity to speak ill to me. But that's what happens when you're bitter. But as far as the rest of the schedule, I'm not worried about Will. Will has always been the New York football trash. He's checked out about 3 seasons ago. He's gone, okay? As far as the Dallas Cowboys, he can have an all-Madden team. But after speaking to him yesterday, he's trash. He's already tapped out because he's ready for Madden 17. And as far as Smooth, Ray Jr., okay, as far as that clown, I owe him one, and he understands where this hate comes from. So week 16 means more to me than when week 17, because week 17 against the Patriots, my team will be resting, ready for the playoffs. And so they won't even have to see the Patriots week 17.
Wow, so basically the only game that you have circled on your calendar this season is against Pig Jr., Ray Smooth, whatever his alias name is. That's your only game you have on your radar.
Right. Possibly the Bengals because, you know, Dito, he always played a tough game, but I always hear him out at the end. And so that's another game that I'm looking forward to. But the Jets, trash. The Chiefs, that's it. So it's 3 games. The Chiefs, the Eagles, and the Bengals are what's on the radar. Other than that, I feel the table will be ran. Breaking news.
Wow.
It's a possibility. It's a possibility the Miami Dolphins be 15-1, 16-0, 15-1, 14-2, somewhere around there.
Wow. And the Dolphins are looking very powerful. Let's go ahead and dive into another team real quickly. If you just now join us, I'm Hills the Best with my great co-host, Mr. President Town, right now, doing his 1-2 step, and I'm not talking about Sierra. We're just here discussing Week 6 matchups quickly, and we're going to talk about a franchise that is clamoring for a little attention. Let's go ahead and dive into them real quick. The Cleveland Browns, Fred, I don't know if you're too familiar with this guy. He just came into the league, Mr. Gray. just came into the league, took over a very, very, very talented Cleveland Browns team. If you look at the roster before he even touched it, playoff team already, just needed a user that knew how to play the game of Madden. He's had only one forced win on his resume, and he's currently 5-1. His only loss was towards the Tennessee Titans. No fault in that of itself. Perriz, what do you think of him? He beat the Bengals by 3. He destroyed AJ by 31, destroyed the Texans, and destroyed the Broncos. Now, a lot of people are going to go ahead and say this before you even have a chance to say it. That fool's gold. You're beating the Broncos, Texans, and Bengals. Steelers is kind of halfway gone. Third shift is kind of beating him down. He hadn't played gold stick yet. He got gold stick twice. He got spiffy. He has trap. He had bleed 5 later in the season. Is it too early to crown the Cleveland Browns as a contender, or should we just wait to the second half of the season when he has to play the Ravens twice, trap, spiffy, and bleed 5 on the 49ers?
Well, you know, it's one of these things. I would love to say, hey, he's ready. But until you, the champion, and that's gold sticks in that division, who's come out of that division countless times, until you can show me that you are who you think you are by beating him, I won't go out on the limb and go so far. But I will say this. As far as what he is doing to his opponents, not on the field, but mentally, what he is doing to them is something that I've never seen before. You can check the Bengals out. They're done. When they meet again, it won't even be close. When they played that game, I just remember listening to the Bengals owner talk about how this guy was just dinking and dunking. He was running a true West Coast offense, and they didn't know what to do. He was truly stunned that he had 14, 15 completions and didn't have 100 yards. He was stunned that he went to the Bill Walsh style of playing. And it didn't. And when I saw that he took his heart out, it lets me know that the Browns are serious. They may be a real contender. But before I crown them, I need to see that matchup against the Ravens.
I agree with you on that. He is a very talented team. I played him. He's a very intelligent play caller, and that is a very great reference. Bill Walsh does come to mind when he runs his offense. He is very precise. He has a game plan before the game. He does his best to execute it. His play calling is very good. He's very creative. His defensive schemes are difficult to prepare for if you haven't seen it before. So this Browns owner is something to be a force to be reckoned with. And like you said, he's not just beating his opponents. He is dissecting them, and he's picking them apart. And it's something that is in a very good way. It's very pleasing to see someone to just take apart their opponent, undress them, as they would say. And he is just undressing them in front of the whole UE. He has Colin next. I expect him to undress him as well. So he is looking very good right now early in the season. But like you say, we haven't even got to the halfway point. We haven't even got to the trade deadline, so we don't want to crown him too far fast. But 5-1 with a very talented team. He's doing what he's supposed to do. He's embarrassing opponents. And that's all you can do, Perriz. You only can play who's in front of you. It's not his fault who he has played. He's done what he's supposed to do. And we'll see if he can continue throughout the rest of the season. Let's see what we got left on the forecast for today. First, we're just going to look at a few games. We're not going to look at all of them because all these games are not worth predicting in week 6, and we'll dabble into week 7 since we have about 8 more minutes on the show. First, what do you feel about Wade, though? Let's quickly talk about the Saints. We had talked about the Saints, how they was embarrassing teams and running through them, celebrating, high-stepping. They had Lil Wayne and Bootsy on the sidelines, wheeling down there and all of them. It was a show. They was putting on shows for the fans and everything. And then week 5, it came all to a halt. They went to Mexico City. They was down. They went out of the country. And they was excited. They showed up late. They missed all kind of media obligations. They just expected to embarrass UPT like they did in week 3. And they went down there and got humbled. What effect do you think this will have on the Saints as their next – they play the Vikings in this week. Come week seven, they have the Tennessee Titans traveling to New Orleans. What do you think their mind state should be right now? The Saints were world beaters, destroying everyone at the beginning of the season, got put back in their place. Now they have a very tough Vikings team, and then they have the Titans showing up. Perez, what do you think about Wade right now in the Saints?
He needs to take it one game at a time. He can't worry about the Tennessee Titans. He can't worry about anybody on the schedule but the team that's in front of him. That loss against UPT in Mexico City was a very, very devastating loss. When you lose by 1 point like that, when you felt that that game was yours, and to give it up the way you gave it up, it does something to you, your psyche. And I'm hoping that he can get himself together, and I believe he will. He'll beat the Vikings. He'll fall short against the Tennessee Titans, not because I'm speaking to you on the phone, just because I understand that you are a technician and I know where you're trying to go, and I feel like the only team that could beat you is the Miami Dolphins, but that's neither here nor there. But I believe the New Orleans Saints will be fine.
So and that was my next question. So you already answered my question. You think they will beat the Minnesota Vikings. Why do you think that they will take apart his good friend, Mr. Squiddy?
I believe he'll take down Squid because Squid, is, at the end of the day, still kids, right? So you could still get in his head by doing things on the field, right? Because certain things bother him. And if you've been in the chat room with him, you know that certain things bother him. So what you do is you do those things to get him all rattled and get him stirred up, get him acting like a 16-year-old kid and get him out of his game, and you should take over.
Wow. Wow. I think it will be a toss-up. I can't wait for the matchup. They haven't set a time. I think he's in South Beach trying to drink away that loss against Mexico City. I think he's a little embarrassed more than anything. A pride thing. He went in there pounding his chest, and he got the win knocked out of him. I think he will respond well. He's a good player. I don't think this will make his season make or break or anything like that. I think he will bounce back with a very outstanding performance in that matchup. Now, Prayers, we're going to look at a few Week 7 matches. Like I said, we're not going to dabble into everything because we don't have a full league. A few games on the schedule is not worth talking about. We're not going to waste our time with. But we do have some games that we do like to address. One in particular is, not that we want to address it, but Texans at Panthers. KT is coming off of a loss to the Tennessee Titans in a very good game, instant class. And check ESPN if you want to see the game and you screen. He has the Texans coming up. He just got his new weapon. My question to you, Prez, is not will the Panthers win. How much is you predicting? Because, Prez, we know that you're one of those guys that will not hold your tongue, bite your tongue, because you're that guy. What do you think that outcome will be in that game, in the score?
Truth be told, it's going to get ugly, and it will be ugly fast. And I saw the Texans in the chat talking about, I guess he was talking to Maurice about he don't want to see the Steelers. And let's just be honest. I said it before, and I'll say it again. The Texans can have an all-Madden team, and they'll still find themselves on the losing end of the stick. It's just how it is. Okay, so that's first thing. Second thing, KT will break a record. He'll break a record in the biggest blowout in UE history. KT will score in 60-plus points, and the Houston Texans will struggle to get 13 points. Final score, 65-10.
Wow. A 55-point beatdown?
Absolutely, absolutely. And truth be told, the Miami Dolphins would have gave him one, but EA wasn't on his side. So, that we happened the way it happened. And so I'm just putting up what we had going on with one man in early. And this guy has a plethora of guys to do work with. So it's going to get ugly, and it will be ugly. bad. First quarter, he'll be down 24 points.
Wow, wow. It's a bad week for the Texans to have the Panthers trying a new, brand-new toys out. He has about eight guys he can spread the ball out to. Good luck to the NFC. I have something to show. We'll save that for the end of the show. Vikings and Chargers, Week 7, Prez. What you like in that matchup as Minnesota travels across the country to see the Superchargers and Don Corleone, as I like to call
him? Vikings will beat the Chargers. It's really – Chargers is a good team. He has a good defense. But I don't think it'll be enough for the Vikings. The Vikings will find a way to win. That's what they do. That's how they roll. They'll beat them 34 to 31. In a close game, but the Vikings will find a way to win. He'll be able to keep his cool because he's not someone who's from the 305, so he'll be able to maintain his composure because they don't know how he plays.
I agree. I think the Vikings will win. I think it'll be a spread out margin, 31-16. Vikings will lose to like things Wade. He'll be a little upset. He'll take it out on the Chargers. 31-16 for that matchup. Now, Week 7, Seahawks, 49ers, Trap and Bleed B. As we both said, Trap would be fired. We both thought he would be. We both got the email that, well, I got the email. I don't know if you read yours anymore. But Trap will make it throughout the end of the season. So we'll see what type of team shows up. 49ers was a little upset about the loss and against them last time they played. He's very excited. He's been in the chat. He's been talking. Who you like in this matchup? Seahawks, 49ers, a little grudge match.
I like the 49ers, believe it or not. And the reason why I like the 49ers, by a guy by the name of Dallas Gray. A lot of people don't know Dallas, but I drafted Dallas many years ago, and he's a great kid. He's finally got an owner who believes in him, who makes him the focal point of that offense, and he is shining, and he's shining bright. And so because of Dallas, Gray will defeat the Seahawks in a astounding fashion, 31-17. He's going to show up.
Wow, I hate to say this, but trapping the Seahawks or – They're just there. The players are going to be lethargic after the news that they're keeping Trap. I think they was kind of ready for a fresh start as well. Rumors to Trap to Los Angeles has been canceled. I agree. I think 49ers will win this game. He wants this game more. He wants it more. Trap has won the division many times before. So I think he really wants the game more. So I'm going to go with 49ers. And we have about 45 seconds. Quickly, Pick Junior, DJM, who you got in that game and why, Fritz?
I like Pick Junior. I think Ray will go in and do what he needs to do because he's focused. He's hungry. Like I said before, he got embarrassed by Clemmy early in the season, and that really has put a bad taste in his mouth. So he will upset the Packers. Eagles 41-28.
I agree. I like the Eagles in the upset. That's my upset special of the week. Eagles will finally get over the hump against the Green Bay Packers. 35-21. I think he'll have a pick six, dive in the end zone at the end of the game to rub it in to DJM. Prez, that's it for us at the end of this show. I just want to say this to the NFC guys quickly. I only got like 10 seconds. You're never going to get – I know this madness coming to an end. You're never going to get out the NFC when you keep making these deals to KT. This man will be back in the Super Bowl again this season. It's just a matter of time. Will he be seeing? He's just waiting on the AFC opponent. And it's pretty sad to see that. But KT will be in the Super Bowl. Forget all the surprise, the element of surprise. You'll see that. Get your games played. It's all about the UE. These guys are terrible. They're terrible.
Absolutely.
I'm about to say, if you need to hit me back, let me go on and get ready for work. I'll be there about 4. And I got an hour between my next show, so you can call me in.
Okay.
All right, bro.